Now reggae turns the whole rhythm upside down. It's been evolved that way to work that format. But over in Jamaica, they got it wrong or something. I don't know how they ended up. They turned the whole thing upside down and invented something really different. And it's the most different thing that's been invented since the drum set was invented, since the backbeat itself, which is the basis for all of the kind of music that everybody in America and England has been listening to. The difference is that it lands, they use the bass drum in a different place. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4. Snare drum both land in the same place. Rhythm. They all get passed back and forth, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the trick is to find new ones and turn them around a little bit, camouflage them a little bit, and express yourself with the same sticks and the same cymbals and the same configuration of things to bash with new ways of doing it. And my source of licks has been, and of course, the West Indies. And those are a really big difference.
Because a lot of people say that it's white man's reggae or reggae influenced. I mean, do you think that's...
Let's examine this word reggae.
Let's.
When the balance is right, the upsetters lay down the rhythm track. That's how reggae is recorded.